Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yo, 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 yo,
I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
And currently we are on vacation.
Man, totally disconnected.
Yes.
We're not even really here. You think you're listening to us, but we're not.
Well, we are not. We're here in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be playing some of our top interviews and some throwbacks. So, keep it locked. Red is going to be running the boards. And we'll see y'all in the new year. Happy holidays. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Charlamagne.
Listen, I'm a married man. I'm not about to have no phone sex with you on this damn radio.
Oh, I got you stuttering over there, girl.
Yeah, just hey,
definitely
phone
got him
sex.
Stuttering. Well, get it off your chest, Trav.
No, that's my equipment messing up.
What's up?
Oh, hey.
What's up, Yee?
His equipment's messed
yeah,
up.
Equipment's
what's
not
up,
working
Trav?
Over there,
listen, I'm calling to talk about. Listen, girls gotta stop thinking that they man is gay. Over the littlest things, like girls have a problem showing me pictures of their man after they think he's gay or telling me. This girl yesterday gonna say that her man like to sleep naked on his stomach with the like with the fan blowing on him. And she tells her, "Is that gay?" I said, "Because he like a little cool breeze on his butt. How does that make him gay?"
It's hard to sleep on your stomach though.
I sleep on my stomach all the time.
Well, Trav, you are gay. In all fairness,
that is a fact, Trav.
You know what, Yee? You got a point. I gotta go tell her that her man might be gay. He might be gay.
There you have it.
Damn it, man.
Mystery solved.
Bye, Trav. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Anonymous.
Anonymous.
You do not have to be anonymous on the radio. All you gotta do is say another name.
Yeah,
bro.
You could have made up a name.
We can still search the name. Either way. But look, I was delivering food, right? And knew the person I was delivering food to, but it was an old co-worker stuff. And the dude, the boyfriend, came out and started like, what's up, what you saying with my girl? And he stole on me. I'm literally delivering food, like DoorDash and all that. Dude stole on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out, should I get a restraining order? Should I retaliate the hood way? Like,
man, shut up. That man punched you in your face right then and there. You ain't did nothing. You ain't going to do nothing after the fact. Leave it alone.
Why just
you
don't go back to that house, bro.
That word is born. You better stay away from that man. Hey, that punch, hurt?
Everything about him.
Hey, did that punch hurt?
Nah.
Don't lie now. Nah. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. So why you ain't hit him back then if the punch ain't hurt?
Because it was like literally stole on me, then literally just put me in a chokehold. And then
he put you in the dope feet. So you ain't, he beat you up then. He beat you up. It's okay.
So when you got back up, what happened?
Literally, he was gone. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, when you woke up, he was gone.
Yeah, after you woke up, he was gone. He ain't going to stick around when you've been asleep for 10 minutes.
Yeah, hey, leave that man alone, man.
In the words of Craig's daddy and Friday, okay? So you win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. Huh?
That's up, I
retaliate. No, don't
man,
retaliate.
You ain't gonna do it's nothing. And stop. Why you want to retaliate?
Leave it alone. He leave beat you
exactly.
Up.
Exactly.
I already got people on his head. What you saying?
How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you?
That's anonymous too.
Well, listen. I was born in 1978. I turned 40. I turned 44 yesterday. We come from an era where if you lose a fist fight, you just lose a fist
He's
fight.
Lost.
Leave it at that.
Just leave it alone, bro.
I get that on. I ain't that old.
Okay, well, listen, this if you want to retaliate, ask him for a fair one then.
Oh, that's a bet. That's a bet.
You better not do that.
Way,
nah, don't do that, because he... Bro.
For me.
Bro, right. Trust me, bro. He whooped your ass one time.
That's right.
It ain't worth it. Because think about it like this, right? Think about it like this. You retaliate, you do something, now you go into jail.
If it's a fair one, I'm cool with that, though. As long as it ain't no...
Like, he lost this one and dude put him in a dope fiend.
And he just going to get put in the dope fiend again.
He lost, man.
You going to train? You going to train before the next fight?
Now, look, it ain't no training for this.
You need training.
The man beat you. It's okay, man.
You need training.
Listen, I done got punched on camera, bro. You done seen the can I get a drop. I ain't got no time for retaliation. Who cares? Like,
we too old. Let it go,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, let it go.
People already know who you is.
That's even worse.
Exactly. I got punched in the head and got seen by millions of people. You think I'm sitting around?
Just regular people out here. You know what I'm saying?
Let it go.
All the more reason for you to let it go, sir.
All the more reason for me to retaliate.
No, why?
You're going to go to jail. You're going to retaliate. You're going to hurt him. You're going to go to jail. Is it worth it?
No, we don't know if you're going to. I doubt he's going to hurt him.
Now,
okay, so let me ask you a question. If you go get a fair one, you and him just fight straight up. If he beat you again, then what?
Then he's going to go for a third time.
I'm going to call it a fair fight.
You going to what?
That's honest. I'm going to call it a fair fight. Dude, snuck.
All right, I'm going to tell you what to do then. Because you said you either want to fight again or you want to press charges, right?
Oh, ain't no pressing charges.
You just said you want to get a restraining order against him.
So to get a restraining order, you got to press charges.
Oh, that's it. Fuck my bad.
I want you to press charges. No. I'd rather you press charges,
we'll get
bro.
A restraining order.
Yeah, I'd rather you get a restraining order.
Nah.
You're about to lose your job, right. And you're about to go that's to jail right. For doing something stupid. And leave
that,
it alone.
That man done beat you up so bad you wanted to get a restraining order, so I don't know why you acting all tough now. Let it go, bro.
Have a good one, man. But
no, don't hang up on this man yet. I want you going to let it go?
Maybe.
Do you have kids, bro?
Nah.
Man, let it...
Your mom and daddy going to have to visit you in jail because you're going to do something stupid. Leave it alone. We win some, we lose some. Let it go.
Did your girl see you? Did your girl see you get beat up?
Nah.
All right, then. So let it go. Nobody saw it. Nobody even knows. That's why. And you anonymous. Nobody knows this happened, bro. If it's not on video, nobody saw it. Let it go.
Change the narrative. Tell everybody you beat him up. Nobody seen it.
Word up. You could have called up here and lied to us.
Yes.
All right, we'll see.
Ain't no we'll see.
Don't do nothing stupid, bro.
God bless you, man.
Goodness gracious.
Sending you healing energy, man.
He got knocked out.
The man done hit you and choked you out, and then you talk about you want. The first thing he did when he called up here was say, should I get a restraining order or retaliate? You know how bad somebody got to do you if you want to get a restraining order?
Just get the restraining
order. Just relax, man. Come on, let it go.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm dialing. Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing. I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, my name is George McGee.
Hey, morning, brother. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. I was involved in an accident. I was hit by a United States truck. I was in my yard, and police officer came out. They did a report. The police officer did a false report. Mm. And the attorney that I had, he sold me out.
Damn. Have you filed a formal complaint yet? Have you filed like a real complaint?
I filed a complaint against the police officer. Mm. And I did an affidavit, a sworn statement. What I'm saying to you, I said it to the in the sworn statement.
Well, we're sending you thoughts and prayers, my brother.
Absolutely, brother.
I'm sorry. I wish I had more for him. Nope. It's just certain situations. I don't have anything else other than to let people vent. That's what we do. We open the phone lines, let them vent, let them get it off. And then sometimes all we can provide is thoughts and prayers. I don't, you know.
That's it.
And Ben, right. I could provide him Ben Crump, but Ben, I'm Ben busy.
He's busy. Get things on the plate right now.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning. This is Envy, Charlemagne the God, and Jay.
My guy. What's my that? Guy. Sing them numbers for me, King.
1, 2, 3.
Now, I have a new single out. It's called Isabella. I just wanted to give it a shout out if you guys can check it out.
Man, I don't shout it out. I want to hear it. Just give me a little acapella version, bro.
Okay, so it's more French, Lingala, English. So
let's hear it.
You wind it up and down, left, right, in the middle. You down on the side. Baby, tu me rends fou là, j'avoue. Moi, j'ai besoin de toi.
Hey.
You feeling driving my body. I can't even explain. Now you're, I want you by my side. Always be my lady.
45, 46, 47, 48,
okay, man.
49.
Can I say something right quick?
Yes, sir.
Yes, DJ Envy, you're a DJ. I'm begging you right now and listen right now if you can.
Yeah. Uncle Johnny come made on, my dress man. That Chief Spandex. She looks a mess.
We didn't hear what you said, brother, but email record.
Party on.
Tell her, what's your email?
Yeah, this is Envy. I've been sending you a bunch of emails, and I know you're a busy guy. So
he can't wait.
Here I am right now. Just want to make my shot.
Oh, okay.
You're the artist on Ultimate Platform. Thank
blessings,
you.
Brother. Blessings.
All right, brother. All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Aisha calling from Virginia, but always ripping Dallas 214.
Okay, Dallas, you home? Are you a Cowboys fan?
I am.
Let's go. Let's go.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to get off my chest. My car is in the shop right now, and I feel like these dealerships just be fixing piece by piece just to get you back in there to spend more money. They're talking about now I got to pay $2,000. Because something is wrong with the inside of my engine. But I just had my car 2 months ago.
Damn.
Well, don't worry, because them dealerships are about to be hit in a minute. All those cars that they purchased overpriced, those cars are coming down in price. They're going to be upside down. So they're gonna feel it in a little bit. And that's what they're probably feeling it now. So they're probably charging people for extra ish.
Tell Envy you feel them, but they ain't got nothing to do with your engine right now.
I know, right? And then they said the parts is only like $500 and the label is $1,500. I can go myself.
You can't do it yourself.
How you know what this woman can do? She might have went to trade school.
I can get on YouTube. I can get on YouTube and figure out exactly what to do.
That's right.
All right.
Figure it out, boo. Sometimes you might have to do that to save some money.
It's going to take you probably 3 weeks to do that. What's wrong with the car?
I mean, but that's okay. That's okay because right now my boyfriend helping me out, you know, with his car. Can
that's
I shout
good.
Him out real quick?
Yes, sure. Please.
Okay, I want to shout out my boyfriend, Stephen the Sage. He also has a podcast called Porch Stories on all major platforms, YouTube as well, and TikTok and Instagram.
All okay. Right, well, thank you. Good luck, Mama.
Thank y'all so much.
If I was you, I'd put my Cash App out there just in case somebody feels, you know, they want to help you
okay,
out a little bit.
So my Cash App is ABaby2717 if anybody want to help me because my car is literally in the shop right now.
All right, Mama. Have a good one.
Thank you,
you too. Now, Mama. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What did he say? He said y'all did something, though. What was he trying to accuse y'all of?
He couldn't really figure it out.
Probably weed.
The first thing was...
ID.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a friend. He didn't have his ID on him, but he had a picture, and he had two credit cards. So we trying to use that. He like... No. First of all, when we pulled up to the plane, he outside the plane like this. IDs.
Mm-hmm.
I had never...
Outside the plane?
Outside the plane.
I never heard of that.
So I'm like, that's different. We ain't really give you no hard time because I got a show. So everybody show ID. He don't got an ID, but he let him like take his stuff on the plane because we like, he finna find it. So once he don't find it, my buddy don't even give him no hard time. He gonna get off the plane. Now, the flight attendant, she's like, well, we got to go ahead and get in the air. I'm like, man, we done been sitting here. I'm hungry now. I want to eat. She's like, no, who going to eat in the air? No.
Ain't y'all paying them?
I pay for the food.
Paying a lot, too, by the way.
This ain't $1,000
first time.
Paying
a lot.
Yeah.
Once again, but it's still just, we talking about food. Ain't nobody going to get disrespectful. Like, we players. We pee now. Mm-hmm. We ain't really trying to just really give you no hard time. Mm-hmm. So now, I'm like, man, I still own. Before he take off, bring the food. She come back. She like, well, we didn't get the food. We thought the food that y'all ordered, the place was closed. I'm like, what? No, they ain't. But whatever. Go ahead, just take it back, man.
I'm gonna cut you off. I gotta know what y'all rich be eating. What you was eating?
Finger licking. I was just in Miami.
Okay.
I'm trying to get finger
licking.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm trying to go finger licking.
All right. Okay.
Now the pilot talking about, man, someone done disrespected my colleagues. I'm like, who? Man, everybody got off the plane.
What?
Man, no. Felt like Rosa Parks. No. Stayed on there till the police came. They couldn't really even get us off the plane because he didn't have a real reason. We like, well, what he said? Well, he said, I don't know. Talk to her. And we like, now I'm like, man, who disrespected you? She like, I don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to talk about it.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about nothing. Well, let me talk about the $40,000 for the plane. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying? Repay me back and we could try it again another time. No money. No. That don't work. We ain't even lift off we ain't took off yet. Do not take that money. Had to just, like, really raise and give them a problem, but they end up giving us the money back.
They had to get another jet, another pilot.
Right.
To get you here on time.
Right. But when we was waiting, because the dude kept saying, all right, y'all ain't going to get off. Two more minutes. I'm like, two more minutes. He tell me, well, two more minutes. I'm like, well, two more minutes. You say something that I ain't gonna say. Like, we waiting. But right there while we waiting, we called the other manager. Like, man, y'all look for another plane. Go to a different broker.
So do y'all complain to customer service? Their customer service for these things?
It's like you go to a broker. Yeah,
okay.
So you complain to the broker because right. You know we don't. Every time you don't know like who on the plane or who the pilot gonna be. So it's like. When we went through it and that company, Paradise, whatever, like, they just wasn't a good company, like, you know what I'm saying?
So they get one star Uber rating, basically.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we have more with Gunna. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, everybody. DJ Envy and Louise, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Gunna. Yeah.
All right, Gunna, can we talk about this song, Living Wild?
Yes.
So, health-wise, how are you taking care of yourself or doing anything differently now?
Drinking water.
I'm drinking water. What's in that other cup, though, Gunna?
That's never some soda.
All right, some soda.
No, but seriously, because it has to be, you know, you said in the song that you were in the hospital, kidney failures and all of that. So are you doing anything differently? Because that's serious.
Yes, yes. I'm actually drinking more water. Mm-hmm. I'm eating greens. Now, I wasn't a vegetable person. And I was supposed to work out. I started. Then I stopped.
Well, you know, health is the real wealth. All the clothes right. And the jewelry, the car, that don't mean nothing. You got to be right physically, mentally, emotionally healthy.
Right.
Why'd you stop working out?
The training burnt me out.
It's good for performances, too, for your wind and everything.
That's be my workout. When I go on tour, I get trim.
And if you're going to marry Chloe, because Chloe athletic. In shape.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
How would you feel since you're not ready to settle down if she dated somebody else right now?
Oh, that wouldn't be P of her. then, you know, that wouldn't be very P of her to, you know, take my time and waste it.
But you can't expect a woman to wait on you either, though, Gunna.
Why?
I mean, not a woman like that.
I mean, not a woman like her, but...
Yeah.
Why?
Because she gonna want to have a life, too. You know what I mean?
Maybe she's like, this is what I want, and our goals aren't aligned right now.
Right. I mean, I'm for sure gonna keep it P if she moved home. You know that, but I wouldn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if we supposed to be doing something, you know what I mean? And that's with any woman, you know? Mm-hmm. So
is it official between y'all, or y'all like a couple?
Nah,
he's not ready.
You know, I want you to do good. I want you to really think about the people you around that make your energy go up and the people that you around that make your energy go down. Because every time you talk about Chloe, you get to smiling and feet get to shuffling. That's good, man.
See? You got too much with him.
Now, what is MOP? Break that down. What's MOP?
Oh, gosh.
So MOP, the acronym for MOP is mouth on penis. Okay. If you mop and you dry it out, like it never really dry. Mm-hmm. It never ever is just all the way dry. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many times you rain, it's never. And that's how her mouth is. It's like a mop. Like it never get dry. I don't care how many. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it came from. A mop. Like, oh baby, you like a mop.
I'm thinking it was when you on her face. And then her face is all wet like a mop.
Nah, she look like a cow then when we do that. That's a cow. You know, we made her cow then. Well, she just mopping it, wet. Like, yeah. You like a mop, baby. You don't dry.
The record with Drake, they said that it's still coming. They said it's done, but clearance problems.
Man, that song finna drop today.
Today.
I'm putting that song out. It should be out already.
Really?
So it was clearance problems initially?
Yes, it was the samples. It was a Donna.
Donna Summer.
Summer sample. And God bless the dead, she passed. So I didn't know, you know, we didn't know We just was Metro. He made the beat, and we tried to reach out to the states, and just they wasn't getting back with it, you know. And then when they actually heard the song, they like, I don't know about that, you know. So,
what, is it the content?
Right.
What's it about?
It's Pussy Power, but. Okay. She's moaning.
And that record about to drop today. But man, Drake about to keep somebody from Toronto from getting number one. If that record gonna scream so crazy.
Right.
That's the play.
Did they have to replay the sample, or were you able to clear it?
Nah, I had to get another girl to do it.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the grocery store, man, because I don't feel like people talk about that enough. You partnered with Gooda to open this grocery store in Atlanta to give out free groceries to people. How's that going? How's that project going?
It's going good. It feeds up to 175 kids weekly.
Damn. You got to restock out of pocket?
Yes.
Okay.
But like Foot Locker, they did like, kind of not like a deal, but like, it's like a sponsor where like, if I ever just hit them like, yo, I want to do some, I need some more shoes for the school, they going to do it.
And it's just free for everybody?
All kids.
Man, that's P.
And think about
that's the flyest shit I've seen a rapper do in a long time.
And think about all your people that have clothes that they might have wore once and never wear again that they could even donate.
Right.
Or never wore at all, got for free.
That too. Mm-hmm. Thug merch, like when he come on the tour, like, I'm like, bro, what I said, let me get that. He give me all that. Put it all in the store.
Now, I saw you and Young Thug also paid bail for 30 low-level inmates. And so that was an amazing thing that you did. So what are some more things that are on your heart that you want to do? Because I see the give backs that you're doing for your community.
I want to do something for the families that just had an incident here.
In the Bronx?
Yes.
You should reach out to Fat Joe.
Yeah, Fat Joe. Got it. I donated to Fat Joe yesterday.
And Fat Joe, he's been out there. He's from the Bronx.
Him and the mayor. Him and Mayor Eric Adams got it.
Out there every
year. Yep.
Yeah, because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I know I wanted to do something. And that's how I be going about things. Because that's how I even came up with the store. I was out of town when they went back to school, but I knew I wanted to do something for back to school. Mm-hmm. So, like, got with Gooder, and they kind of just made it look official. Like, Jasmine, she just a goat with it. Like, she make sure it's straight. Like, it's going to be in order. Everybody going to get something, and it ain't going to be chaos. Like, right.
Tell Jasmine hit me. I want to do that. And connect Gunner with Joe, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Imagine if every celebrity gave back to the school that they went to and, you know, did something like that.
I would love to do that. I want to connect with Gooda. I want to do exactly that grocery store thing. That's the flyest idea, man. That's you did. I want to do that in my hometown. That's fly.
The album is out right now. Yeah. Make sure you get it. Let's play the joint off the album. What you want to hear off the album?
And it's meant for you to get into fashion. Because you got to fit your name. Your real name sounds like a designer already.
My real name is my clothing brand, too.
Sergio Giovanni.
Sergio Giovanni.
It sound like, like some fashion like Sergio house. Giovanni. That's most definitely the
clothing brand.
Oh, so you got a clothing line coming?
It's Sergio Giovanni.
Wow. Okay.
I promise I already got it. I've been working on pieces. I'm coming like mink socks, suede t-shirts. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to get all to them, but I'm coming. I'm coming trim.
All right. It's
Gunna. Go grab that album.
And it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you just join us, we're asking, do you support your partner's product if it's trash? Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Marquise, man. I'm Charlamagne, Envy.
Peace, King. Peace.
Talk to us.
Hello, Marquise.
Well, first of all, you're supposed to support your spouse no matter what. You feel me? Like that? Like, if it's trash, oh, well. Do it. She's gonna support you.
Okay.
I don't want though. I don't want her just to support me just because. I want her to tell me the truth. Because we gotta be the best versions of ourselves.
I feel like if they say, hey, be prepared for this and that, but I'm gonna still support you either way, then you're all good.
True. I'm not mad at that.
Now, your girl opened up something you ain't support, bro. Tell us about it.
Yeah. It's like 10 years ago. She probably don't care today, Charlamagne. But she had a gym. It was called the Fit Bar. And if you showed up, anytime you came in the gym, you had to say, oh my God, this is a great gym, or she canceled your membership. I'm like, that's pretty stupid. I don't know, bro. She had like 10 people sign up. 8 of them didn't say, oh my God, this is a great gym. So they canceled the membership. So now she ain't debt like $200,000.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't support her, brother.
I told you it's pretty dumb, but you know, that's my chick. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
You got to.
Hello, who's this?
on this matter.
Heather, good morning. Do you support your partner's product if it's trash, Heather?
I would, but I probably would find someone on the side that has maybe a little better than just like not tell them, because I mean, it's not lying.
So you'll get a side piece?
What? Yourself.
We didn't even ask
but
that.
But I'm just saying I would.
So did you just say you would, Heather, did you just say you would get a side piece?
What?
No. I'm saying like I would like you said, if it was shoddy, you know, would, if it was bad, would I support it? I would, because I'm his wife, you know, I'll back up anything he does.
But hey, you gotta stop pouring vodka in your cereal, man. No. you eat your Frosted Flakes with vodka, clearly. Or is it tequila?
I would just get fine.
Let me ask you a question.
Get a little bit better.
What?
You know, Heather, whatever.
So you like Fruit Loops? You like Fruit Loops and tequila for breakfast, Heather?
Kind of.
Huh?
A little.
Okay.
I love y'all so much. I love the Breakfast Club. I love y'all.
So listen, are you on the way home or just getting up? I'm just trying to make sense of this. Are you leaving someplace? Or just...
I actually just took my husband to work. So I'm up.
Oh, okay.
Did you celebrate National Tequila Day over the weekend?
She's still celebrating.
Yeah.
See?
Hey, it was a fun weekend.
Hey, I can tell, Heather.
Heather, can you say the alphabet one time?
You shouldn't be drinking and driving, though, Heather.
Say the alphabet, Heather.
No. Don't support that. Don't ever drink and drive.
Okay, Heather.
You get home safe.
Yeah, I will.
Heather, what kind of car are you driving, Heather?
Oh, I have a 1998 Chevy Z71. 1600
is
listed.
What city
are
you in?
You selling it? What?
It's DePort City. 910, baby.
That's Virginia? Mm-hmm. Port City. What's Port City at?
No.
Richmond?
No,
Wilmington, North Carolina? North Carolina or Delaware?
North Carolina.
Do me a favor. Pull over on the side of the road and call 911 and report a drunk driver in Wilmington. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh. All right, Heather. You get home safe.
Yeah, I will. I love listening to y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you,
Heather. Be safe, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty, then.
I'm concerned.
All right, is there a moral to the story?
I don't know.
Just get out of Heather's way. If you're in Wilmington,
Lord have mercy.
Get out of Heather's way. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line.
Yes, indeed.
First time he's been on The Breakfast Club, which is crazy. Busta Rhymes.
Oh, man. Thank y'all. Good morning. And rise and grind. And you know, it's a super honor and a pleasure to finally be on The Breakfast Club in the morning, man.
Yeah, we tried to do this in person, but...
We saw you in the club, or the album release party. I was like, nah, Busta been around too many people.
We tried to do this one in person, but because of COVID and all the restrictions we got up here, we couldn't do it in person, so we got to do it on the Zoom, man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, when I got the word that we was gonna go in that, what's the big movie theater thing?
Yeah, the iHeartRadio Theater, downstairs.
I ain't gonna lie, I was excited as hell to experience that. Son.
Yeah, it would have been a lot of fun.
Great about it, but I've never been down there.
Mm-hmm. You know, Extinction Level Event 2, that's the project that's out right now, 11 years in the making. This album seems more like a reminder to who and what black people are. Why do you feel like this was the divine moment to release that?
Actually, Charlamagne, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I wanted to release the album way before now. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think anybody, especially as an artist with the passion that I have, I don't think what we love to do. I just didn't have, circumstantially, a lot of things was playing out in a way that just wasn't aligned. The stars just wasn't aligning for me to put it out. Mm-hmm. With what I felt the album deserved and what I felt, how the album should be treated. Like, this is probably the first time that I ever literally put all of myself, mind, body, and spirit money, time, patience, every dream, every thought, every emotion, every idea, the years of trying to find the comfort to actually share vulnerability for the first time in a way that I never have. And I just felt like, you know, I was exploring options with these record companies that wasn't showing me that they really deserved to have this body of work. Mm-hmm. Just showing me the enthusiasm and the excitement and just this, the willingness to support this in the way that you're seeing happening now with the phenomenal rollout and the campaigning and, you know, just all of the presence that the record is having offline and online in this way. Nobody showed me that until I got into business with Empire. And that took time. I ain't gonna front.
A long time, bro.
Mm-hmm. And you know something? In the process, man, I learned a lot because patience ended up becoming one of my greatest weapons. You know what I'm saying? I learned how to be patient in a lot of situations while being forced to be patient in this situation, all the way down to how I dealt with my kids. You know what I'm saying? So it was good for me. It was good for me personally, and it was good for me creatively, and it was good for me professionally. And it ended up working out in a way that superseded my every level of expectation for me personally. Like when the Queen Angela Yee said, "How you doing?" And I said, "I'm feeling like I'm literally floating on a whole nother plane of energy." I mean that literally to the last syllable of the saying, because it's been a lot of hard work, but damn, I ain't never really felt the album from Busta Rhymes. I've had a bunch of classic moments and milestone moments throughout my tremendously blessed career, but I've never had an album receive this kind of overwhelming love and support from everybody, from the fans, the extended family, the my peers, you know, other artists and athletes, and just even all of y'all. Like, you know how y'all let me take the whole station over for the weekend? Like, mm-hmm. Man, it's just been beautiful, man. And I'm a real happy and proud of this moment, dude, in an indescribable way. But again, from a divine perspective, it do feel divine. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne, it feels divine in the sense of it's so on time, even though it took so long to get to this point and it wasn't planned to take this long. It feels so perfect timing wise, feeling wise, the energy, obviously the content, and the perfect balance of science and heat. You know, we come from the era of the gods, Charlamagne. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Sad. You too, Envy, you know about that. When gods had a significant presence, you know, we was raised in that time where knowledge itself was important. Being smart was cool. You know, the Zulu Nation was running around. So I'm from that era. I always feel a duty and an obligation to give people a good balance and a good, you know, a good balance of science and heat. And some of those moments on this project.
The record Master Fall Muhammad, right? Powerful, yes. Record. I'm sure mad people Googling Master Fall Muhammad now because of that record. But why Ross? Why Ross for that?
The reason why I pick Ross for that is because Ross and a lot of us have been directly influenced by Master Fard, whether we realize it or not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Master Fard was a man that he came here from the Middle East, and, you know, he came to Detroit a little bit before the 1930s, and he gave the knowledge of self to Elijah Muhammad. And in the process, what makes him incredible in the sense of why we named the song Master Fard Muhammad, you know, we all obviously like to dress up. You know what I'm saying? We all like to look good, even when we're dressing down. Mm-hmm. Have to look good, right? That great pride and that great part of excellence in Black people in wanting to present ourselves a certain way, but from the Black excellence perspective, that whole mentality, Master Fard had a significant role in instilling that in Black men at the time when it was important. So he was going door to door, giving knowledge itself to common man, Black people. But in the process, the way he gave that knowledge itself, he was selling silks to attract the attention of the common man in order to give them the science and give them the information,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dope.
So in the process of dealing with them with the silks, you know, you, You going through looking at the silk materials and the different colors, and you know, he giving you all of these options to keep your time occupied while he's giving you jewels. Also, while he's helping you realize the significance of how you present yourself as a civilized person. So now he transformed these people into people with knowledge of self in the Nation of Islam. And that's why you see, you know, the Nation of Islam dress code is with the bow ties and the suits and looking great. So, you know, that influence spread to our culture without us realizing, you know, we like to dress up. Mm-hmm. So that's why Ross say Master Muhammad sold silks going door to door, giving knowledge to the brothers that have wanted more. We a nation of brothers, such a wonderful force. Go straight to the Quran if you wanted the sauce. So it's like Ross, a perspective and information like that coming from Ross, who's actually not 5% and he's not Muslim, is important to me, because now it's coming from somebody who is not a man of Islam, but it's also a black man who bear witness to the truth, and his reach and his ability to also show black man that ain't necessarily 5% on Nation of Islam. It's okay to research this information and be proud of it, even if you're not a member of the Nation of the Gods and Earths or the Nation of Islam. So that's why it was strategically done in that way.
All right, we got more with Busta Rhymes when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So, boss, what happened to that record? What did y'all do with it? The you and Drake record.
Let me explain.
That was a hard record.
Let me explain
that.
I started playing
that record. I couldn't understand why DJs wouldn't play that record. That record was a tough record. And you thank you, Envy.
Thank you. I'm going to be honest with you, though. The record was never made with the intention of it being a Busta Rhymes song. What ended up happening when Diddy, what originally happened, Diddy was working on the Dirty Money album, right? Mm-hmm. The girls from Danity Kane, I forget the queen's names.
Don, I forgot the other sister's name, though. Don and another sister.
Right, so those two queens, they was working with Diddy on that album, and that album, at the time, Diddy was looking for verses and songs for that album. So I was in a session at... And I forget what Diddy was recording it, but I played him a few beats from J Dilla because I got this unbelievable batch of J Dilla beats that he left me with before he passed and went back to the Essence. But in any event, I'm real selective with who I give it to. I think the only person that I've given any of my Dilla beats to was Raekwon, the chef for Only Built for Cuban Links Part
2. Wow.
And he blessed me with the opportunity to executive produce that project. And Dilla been gone since like 03, I believe. Mm-hmm. I haven't really spread out his music because I want to make sure I'm putting his music in hands of worthy candidates that's going to rep his music right, keep his legacy alive. Diddy was in a dope space creatively that was different from any of like the super mainstream records that Diddy is known for making and the club records. So he was in another space creatively. The Dilla joints fit what he was trying to do sonically. So I gave him these about 3-4 beats. He ended up giving Drake, he took two of the Dilla beats and turned them into one song, right? Could you hear how it starts with one beat and then when it's time to rhyme, when Drake comes in, it goes into another beat. Those were two different Dilla beats and Diddy put them together for one song. Diddy gave it to Drake for Drake to write verses for the song. The song didn't get finished. Diddy played it for me and I told him to give it to me. Let me finish it for you. So that he could use this song and I could be a part of this project. And that's how we've been vibing over the years. It's like, I pop up on Diddy, he play me some shit. If it feel like he got something where I can get in, where I fit in, I'm gonna jump in a double Dutch roll. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This was like one of those moments to me. Flavor in Your Ear was another one of those moments to me. This victory, like I'll come to the studio and there'll be a blank that needs filling. And I'll be like, I got something for that, and it'll happen. So
that's
I take
insane because it feels like those two records were tailor made for you.
Yeah, Victory.
Yeah, Victory and Flavin' Yeah.
Remix. Like, yeah, Flavin' Yeah remix. Both. Yeah, both of those.
Yeah, I wasn't like I think I got the call for Victory. Did he need the hook for Victory? I heard about Flavin' Yeah happening, and when I called Diddy to get on it, he was like, "Of course," but. Then I was like, at the time, I was trying to break Rampage. So I was like, yo, I got Rampage, my new artist. And he was like, all right, if I put him on, what I was going to pay you, you got to renege on that fee. Man could get on. You know Diddy with his hustling ass.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to Diddy anyway. But Diddy did me like that. And I made the sacrifice for Rampage to get the look. Obviously, you know. It was the one of the most incredible opportunities at the time for Rampage to be in such good company as a new artist. And it was worth it. You know what I'm saying? But that's just sacrifice I'm willing to make to get my brothers in position and secure wins for them. And those blessings come back 10 times fold. And it did. You know, Rampage was able to get a career launch out of that. And, you know, the hits came after that. Wild for the Night and all of the money bangers from Rampage. So he got a nice alley-oop. To run with, and he ran with it. But again, back to the Drake joint with Diddy, you know, when I got the record, I put a verse on it and was trying to get it to Diddy. And then they ended up not doing nothing with the song. This is all the way back when he was working on that Dirty Money album. You see how many years ago that was.
A long time ago.
So this song is just sitting in the hard drive doing nothing, and then it leaked somehow. Like, I really didn't even remember this song was sitting in the hard drive. I'm super overprotective of my records, so I don't usually have leak issues. You know what I'm saying? I record on my own hard drives. I leave with my studio with my hard drives. I come to the studio with my hard drives. I'm not saving nothing or backing up nothing on no studio's hard drive. Envy know me well enough to know that's how I'm super overprotected with my work. And especially if you're using other people's beats, you ain't paid them for their beats yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no problem with nobody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I try to wait until the business handle. I also try to wait until we know that when we ready to come with the joint, the record gonna get supported properly, all of the ducks is lined up. But overall, that's what happened. So when the record leaked, even though you played it Envy, you see there wasn't no support behind the record. It was just floating around, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it would have been dope if it would have been something that we actually did together. But for me, I also want to make records. If I make a record with somebody, I don't want it to be some piece together, unofficial. We ain't even have a conversation about doing a record, because me and Drake didn't actually have a conversation about doing a record.
The story was Drake didn't clear it. That was the story that Drake didn't want to clear. He didn't want it out. That was the story that was heard.
Yeah, but that's because, you know, at the time when Swiss was getting into that on his live, he misinterpreted why the song wasn't coming out. And I was trying to straighten that out while we was in the middle of that. You know what I'm saying? With giving him the clarity, you know, but the narrative that he put out there at the time, you know, misled, you know, what the actual situation was. But, you know, fortunately, even that got resolved respectfully, and you know, the energy is in a better place with that too. But
good.
You know, we was raised with a certain code of ethics. I want to respect everybody when it comes to this music thing. If we actually didn't have a conversation about collabing, I'm not trying to put together no concoction that everybody ain't endorsing or co-signing. And that's the way we was raised. We ain't going to be out here using nobody brand to get no buzz, and I wouldn't want that done to me. So I respected it. And until a moment presents itself, you know, we'll see how long it's going to take for a collab like that to happen, if it does.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Busta Rhymes. Let's get into a Busta Rhymes mini-mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Busta Rhymes mini-mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Busta Rhymes is still here. Charlamagne?
So how'd you get the ODB feature on Slow Flow?
The ODB feature was a different thing. ODB is my friend. That's my brother. That's the God, one of the most swiftest gods when it comes to knowledge itself. And he was always a high scientist. You know that saying, a wise man could act and play the role of
a fool, but a fool can't play the role of a wise man.
There you go. That was a song unique. As much as he was acting crazy out there, he's one of the most swift. He was almost like a. He was like the gods that was on a PhD level with the science. I used to watch a song control these building sessions with the gods that was so out of control that it actually used to make gods afraid to want to partake in these building sessions. And, you know, that was the older way of doing things. You know, that's not the real correct way to handle your air likes, because then you run gods from the nation when you make them afraid to want to be amongst you. But that's how powerful Old Dirty was. And, you know, that resonated with me from back in Leaders of the New School days. He was very powerful and swift with the science back in the 90s, early 90s, 91, we talking about. This is when RZA was Prince Rakim and GZA, genius. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this having such a long brotherhood and respect with them gods, it just led into us doing things together in the studio. We ended up both being on a lecture together. He released Return to 36 Chambers before I put out The Coming. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we used to go to like BRE convention in New Orleans together. Y'all remember all of that? You know what I'm saying? So we was doing all of that together, doing electric showcases at these conventions together. So we just had opportunity to go in the studio and do things. I called RZA one day, and I pulled up on RZA at his house in LA, and I asked him for the original session because I had an acapella of Brooklyn Zoo, and I had got it from Rick Posada, who was our A&R at the time at Elektra. And big up to Rick Posada. I had the acapella, so I was able to hear these outtakes from the God that nobody ever heard. So, and in Brooklyn Zoo, I think we can all agree that was one of the most incredible, unconventional hip-hop records.
Absolutely.
The, because the God ain't have no hook on there until the end. You know, he just blacked out for a whole verse and just put a hook at the end of the song, and this was his first single. That was my, you know what I'm saying? We all trying to worry about hook, verse, hook, verse, hook. Doing song structures for radio, he go in the studio, he pop shit at the top like he about to beat somebody's ass. He black out for a whole verse, put the hook at the end of the song. So I'm done. I said, this got to be the most, this some courageous shit, number one. And number two, it was inspiring. Love the song so much. I asked Rick Posada to give me the acapella because we was recording at the studio together in Long Island called the Music Palace. And Old Dirty was out there as the only other artist from the city, Brooklyn in particularly, that knew about the Music Palace. I didn't think anybody knew about the Music Palace. It's one of the last dope analog studios with the 2-inch tape reel machines and all of that in the studio to this day. So back at that time, they used to have Old Dirty record out there to keep him away from the mobs of homies you used to have coming in the studio to distract the process. So Rick Posada used to bring him all the way out there to get the work done, to minimize the confusion and the distraction. And I used to record this, so I used to see and hear things that he was doing in the studio that the world never heard. So I asked Rick Posada, bless me with the acapella. Acapella just had music bleeding in on the track because his headphones was too loud, so I didn't want to use that. I called RZA, went to the house in LA. He gave me the original session to Brooklyn Zoo. So when you hear him sing at the top of the song, yes you are, and I love you. And then he goes, no man, I want to do my new rhymes, shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know them shits. You know, this is yo, this is just the God in the studio bugging out to himself before the beat come on that the world never heard. And I just was like, damn, you know, we not only do I miss him, it just felt good to hear him in his free spirit space, not giving a fuck about shit. He just vibing to himself. And I know a lot of hip hop fans and Old Dirty Bastard supporters miss him. And I just feel like, you know, we always hear about Big and Pac and Pun when we celebrating the anniversaries of their passing or their birthday. But we don't really acknowledge a son enough. And I just felt like this was my way of reminding people that he was one of our greats and, you know, we need to salute him. And it just would feel good to hear him one more time on some hard shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this was my way of creating that moment for the God.
Did you help him with his album on Elektra also?
No, I didn't help him at all.
Because I remember they asked you to.
They asked me to come in and just try to get find a moment that I could share with him because our energy was so similar that, you know, Rick Posada was looking for a moment for us to be able to have a monster collab with the combustion of energy that we both got individually, but how crazy and explosive it would be with us together. But we didn't get to create that moment for his project, but we did get to create that moment for the Wu-Ha remix.
Wu-Ha remix, yeah.
You know, me and A-Son got to have our moment that goes down forever in history as a groundbreaking moment. And, you know, I love the God and I miss the God. And I'm always try to keep his legacy alive.
Now, Bust, this is why we changed the interview so many times, because we can't just have
a 30-minute
Busta Rhymes interview.
It's disrespectful. Like, I don't even like doing this over Zoom. It's disrespectful. Like, I'm honest with you.
Like, there's so much we have to dive into. And now, I know we got to rap, but I hate it. That's why we were
got to be like the Busta Rhymes Breakfast Club special.
When can Bus come in studio? That's what when can he come in the studio?
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I'm so in campaign mode that if y'all said we wanted to do this tomorrow, I could come to the studio tomorrow.
We gotta figure something out.
Next week for real.
Yeah, we gotta figure something out for next week where we could really do. Because the last thing I want to just talk about the verses. Nobody wants to f*** with you in verses, huh? You can't find no contender. I heard a rumor that it was gonna be you and Missy, and y'all were gonna do records and videos. So I was excited, and then
I was excited for that too. I'm not even gonna front. I was excited for that because Missy is really like one of my best friends in the music game. I love her.
Right.
I love her a lot. She's inspired me. I've inspired her. We're like twins, brother and sister twins. And everything from the music to the videos to the crazy ass outfits. We was going to bring all of that shit out.
That would have been crazy.
Didn't get to happen. I want all the smoke. I gracefully sit in the smoking section. But yo, if we could do this next week, let me tell you something.
We have to, man. I got too many questions, and I got questions. Like one of my favorite hip hop records of all time is Why We Die. So I just want I want to know why that was never a single. I want to know about that whole collaboration. But
he's got a live hit now, so we gotta let him handle it.
Let's set this up for next week if we can. I'll get on with Dan and Shadow, and we'll go from there.
Yo, listen,
next week.
Always a pleasure, Charlamagne. Peace, God. NB, peace, God. Angela Yee, peace, Queen. Love y'all, and thank y'all for the great energy this morning.
Peace, Lord.
Iba.
Hey, Extinction Level Event 2, The Wrath of God, available and streaming everywhere. Also, Extinction Level Event 2, The Wrath of God, Reloaded, with four new bangers on there, is also available and streaming everywhere. Y'all, please enjoy the experience. Thank y'all so much for the love.
Love us.
All right, peace, y'all.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our program today is brought to you by Peacock. Present the new original limited series, The Best Man. The final chapters from the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday, and executive producer of Insecure. Stream the limited series now, only on Peacock.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it utter shame. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yeah, I got those braces taken off yesterday, so my mouth should work right today. Okay? Donkey of the Day was the 45-year-old Maggie Welling and 35-year-old Robert Vantine of Lincoln, Nebraska. Hold up. What? Is that nigga? Is this the illest nigga in Nebraska? Fool, play that clip, Brad. Let me hear that one time.
That nigga? Is this the illest nigga in Nebraska?
If you don't know what line that movie from, then you ain't black. Now, some of y'all in life are just destined for jail. Okay, it is what it is. Some of y'all out here living the way you want to live, doing what you want to do, thinking there's no consequences to your criminal actions, and God be having a plan for y'all to sit your ass down, even if you don't think it's divine. It's probably not, because you are submitting your will to the devil by making poor choices. Either way, it's a choice. All right. Kanye West once said slavery was a choice. That's a damn lie. But being a convict usually is, because you make these choices that you know can lead you to jail. And Maggie and Robert absolutely made choices that led them to jail. Now, I think these choices should have led them to rehab, potentially, based on the situation, but that's not the way our criminal justice system is set up. Now, Maggie and Robert either clearly like to have a good time, or they are drug dealers. Okay, either Maggie and Robert are getting high, or they getting money. Now, I want to talk to all the drug users and all the drug dealers who listen to The Breakfast Club every morning. Matter of fact, honk your horn if you sell drugs, flash your lights if you use them.
You stupid, man.
Okay. If you are driving and you are in your car, and you have 247.3 grams of meth, if you have 171 prescription pills, 5.3 grams of shrooms, and two glass pipes, how would you drive? Envy, how do you think you would drive? How cautious would you drive if you had all that on you?
Very safely. Steering wheel 10 and 2, seatbelt on.
The only thing that could make you drive safer is if you had a gun in the car and a dead white woman in the trunk. Okay? Depending on what race you are. All right? Either way, there is no way you should be driving erratically, speeding, or anything when you're riding that dirty. When you're riding that dirty, you have to make sure you are driving clean. Okay, license up to date, registration, insurance, everything, because you want to avoid the police. But like I told y'all, some of y'all is just destined for jail. Some of y'all are on a collision course with the prison system. And that's what happened to Maggie and Robert, literally, because they were driving in Nebraska at 2:25 a.m. And according to Lincoln police, these fools with all these drugs in the car ran a red light. This is what Sincere was trying to tell Buns and Belly. Did you not see that red light? Listen, let me hear that one, Red.
Oh, f***ing cops can't touch me. I'm out here smoking weed, speeding, all that, dog. F*** that. That's me. Untouchable.
That's right. I'm out here smoking weed, speeding, all that, dog. F that. That's me, untouchable. Well, guess what? Sincere and Buns didn't get touched in that moment, but Maggie and Robert did. All right, they ran the red light and their vehicle crashed into a police car. Did you hear me? They ran the red light and their vehicle crashed into a police car that was heading northbound. And during the car wreck, traffic stopped. The officer observed a glass pipe. Not the kind the Biden administration was giving out, all right? These aren't the safe smoking supply kits. These were the actual crack pipes. It was on the floor in plain sight. And then officers conducted a search and found all the dope I mentioned before. Therefore, they earned this. Okay, Welling was arrested for possession with intent to deliver. 5 counts of possession of a controlled substance. Vantine was arrested for possession with intent to deliver. 5 counts of possession of a controlled substance. Both of them were cited and released for possession of drug paraphernalia. They earned all those charges, okay? And this is what happens when you are indeed 2 of the craziest vanilla niggas in Nebraska. Please give Maggie Welling and Robert Vantine of Lincoln, Nebraska, the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
What does cited and released mean?
Cited, you got a ticket, and then released.
For all that drugs?
I don't know. Let me double check that. Cited usually means a ticket.
Damn. Drop on the clues bombs for vanilla niggas in Nebraska. They're using that privilege to their advantage. Yeah. God damn it.
Cited, you got a citation, and then released.
Lord have mercy.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, indeed.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep the real.
Hey, what's your question for Ye?
Hi. So I have this coworker, and we had a situation back in September, and we decided to cut it quick because a lot of crazy things were going on. I had a baby father that we just broke up, and he wasn't feeling the whole dynamic, right? So, since September, I basically told him I'm done, and he just keeps on coming back and coming back. I'll tell him, no, that, he's publicly disrespected me at work. He said, oh, basically, you're acting like my private part wasn't just in your mouth, and he said
inappropriate.
Exactly. So, just yesterday, we had another conversation. I changed my offices, right? So, this office that I'm in now has no camera or anything. And now he's coming to my office and closing the door behind him like, oh, can I get another chance? I'm like, no. He said, okay, so can I sleep with you again? And I said, what? No. Why would I want to sleep with you if I just told you no? So I'm kind of, he's like a ticking time bomb. He has a very bad temper. He threatened me before. And I'm just trying to be nice. But when does it get to the point where I just go to HR?
Well, first of all, you do not have to try to be nice to this person who has no respect or regard for you. So forget all that trying to be nice. He's put you in a terrible position, and you need to go to HR immediately and let them know what's going on, because this is something, like you said, he has a bad temper. This is affecting your work. It's inappropriate in the workplace, and there is nothing that he's doing is right. You have to be honest about everything that's transpired between you guys, but it does not make this okay. And you do not have to be nice. He's not being nice.
No. He's making it seem like it was my fault that we ended things, because things did happen. I'm not saying
it don't matter whose fault. It's over. You're saying no. You're not interested.
Right, exactly. And I say it over and over again. Then I basically trying to calm it down, because he gets upset sometimes. Not overly upset, but he gets upset sometimes. I'm like, okay, maybe we can try again when we're not working together. So now he's saying, oh, I'm leaving in 3 months. The day I leave, I'm coming to your office. And I'm like, oh, no, I should have never said that, because now he's expecting something from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. No, you don't have to try to calm him down or make fake promises to get him to leave you alone. What you need to do is make sure you protect yourself.
Right.
That's all. Forget all this being nice for what? And exactly. Honestly, if he comes in your office, I would make sure that I have some type of device if you need to record it or whatever
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I was going to have this one last conversation with him, record it, and then go from there.
Yeah, because I don't want it to be your word against his. I want to make sure, I don't know if you have text messages, emails, or anything that you can show, but you also can't be just being nice. You have to be honest and be like, look, I'm not comfortable with you talking to me this way, and I don't want it. It's over. But I understand what you're saying about his temper, but also that doesn't mean that you have to compromise yourself for him.
So they had relations before, and now he's continuing to push on.
And she said no. She's not interested. She does not want him. It don't matter what happened before.
Absolutely.
And when you go to HR, you let them know everything, because he'll try to bring it up, but he should not be speaking to you the way that he is. He should not be making you uncomfortable in your place of business the way that he is, and he's got to go.
Facts.
Right. Well, thank you.
All right. I wish you luck. All right. But I want you to be safe. I want you to handle this. And I want you to feel like you can go to work and not have any type of anxiety about it.
Right. Exactly. I'm heading there now, and I'm just nervous. So I called you guys. And I was like, let me see what they're going to say to me. And that's exactly what I need to do. I need to go to HR, stop being nice, and just handle business the way it needs to be handled.
Okay.
Good luck, Mama.
Thank you.
All righty. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's
morning,
Ask
everybody.
Ye.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Toya from Detroit, Michigan.
Hey Detroit. Toya.
What up, though?
Hey, what's up? So this is my question. I had a whole situation. I'm getting married August 21st.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And my fiance, one of his sisters, is one of my bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been planning my wedding for like a year and a half now. She recently just popped up and announced to the family that she was pregnant. And she is 5 months pregnant. So by the time my wedding comes, she will be like 6 or 7 months pregnant. So I end up sending her a text message, just kind of like giving her the option, basically because my vision for my wedding was to not to have, you know, a baby bump in the lineup or whatever. So I sent her a text message and kind of just like, I didn't put her out of the wedding, but I gave her the option. I just basically made it sound good and just told her like, you know, I don't know how you're going to be feeling at the time. So if you want to opt out, that's totally fine. I still want you to be a part of it.
You didn't kick her out, but you kicked her out.
You tried to convince. All right, so go ahead.
So that sounds like I kicked her out?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it was a whole big thing. Like, it was a whole big thing. So the following day, my fiance's father had called, and he was like basically checking my fiance, like, why would she put her out of the wedding? So it was a big thing between me and my fiance. We went to counseling on it and everything. And basically the counselor kind of, he didn't say I was wrong, but he kind of sided with my fiance on it. And he was saying that, you know, it was a sensitive situation for her already. Mm-hmm. And for me to kind of add to it, it could be kind of, you know, detrimental or whatever. But me and her made up, and I love her to death. Like, she's one of my closest, like, I'm very close to her. So I felt so bad about the situation. And I really didn't want it to come off as I put her out, but that's what everybody is taking it as. And now it's just kind of awkward. Like, she's back in the wedding, but it's just awkward. I feel like it's awkward for her. I feel like it's a little awkward for me.
Well, Jet, did you tell her that you were wrong? Because sometimes you do have to just say, I was really wrong for doing what I did.
Yeah, I did. I did. And she was like, thank you for taking accountability. Like, I said it just like that. Like, that was totally wrong. I was like, that was the dumbest shit I could have ever said to you. I was like, I'm so sorry, and I still want you to be a part of the wedding. But coming from my point of view, like, I just felt like that wasn't my vision for my wedding. And me being a bride, I had a certain, like, you know, vision that I wanted. So I felt like the baby bump was kind of like, you know, being the pictures and all this and that or whatever. But
that's...
Then when the situation happened, I felt like, okay, now I'm obligated to have her at my wedding because it's a big thing.
I get it. Look, I understand that people have visions of how they want things to look visually, but it really is a beautiful thing. And you said that's one of your best friends. You love her. The last thing you want to do is hurt her feelings. I mean, she didn't plan right to get pregnant to try to ruin your vision for your wedding.
You're right. You're right. And I appreciate that. And that's why I've just been talking to other people, getting, like, other people's point of views. And mostly everybody I talk to kind of say the same thing. Like, you got to apologize for that. That was wrong. And, you know, just move forward. I just don't want it to be awkward going forward with us.
It's only going to be awkward if you make it awkward. I'm sure she doesn't want it to be awkward either. Maybe y'all need some alone time to go to dinner or something for you to just, you know, formally apologize to her, show her that, you know that you were wrong. It was selfish. You were being a little bit of a bridezilla.
Yeah.
And you can admit that and just say, you know, it is a lot for me. It's been stressful, but I never wanted to put that on you. And congratulations to you. And I'm excited that your child will be here to share this day with us in your belly.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds real good. And I did. So I also told her after the wedding is over, I got something special planned for her just to show her that my apology was sincere and just to show her that I love her.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You messed up. That's all.
I messed up. Okay, thank you.
No problem.
I love y'all so much. I listen to y'all every morning. I'm in a call with my son this morning. He be telling me to call. Like, Ma, try to get in. We be calling from 2 phones. So I'm so happy I got through.
That's what it is. Tell him, he said, what's up?
Yeah, what's your son's name?
He right here. Say what's up.
What's up?
What's up?
Peace, young king. How you doing, brother? Be good to your mama, man. Good.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Have fun at the wedding.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, y'all. Bye.
You too.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. That's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's that time again.
Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything.
Pick it up.
It's time to ask CNE.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask C&E. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, 800-585-1051. Hello, what's your question for C&E?
What's up? What's up, Envy? What's up, Charlamagne? How y'all doing?
What's up, Queen? How are you?
I'm good. My name is Kaya. I'm from New York. I live in North Carolina now, so I catch y'all on our radio app.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
My question is, as you guys know, most people have crazy baby daddies. I have one of those as well. I took like 2 years off. He was my college sweetheart. And now I'm back in school, and he happens to be back in school as well. We have the same class. And, you know, I'm pretty cute. You know what I'm saying? So I get attention from guys. He's crazy. He said to me, like, what was this, Thursday, he was like, I know you like to prey on young bitches, and that's among other crazy things that he said. Mind you, we haven't been together for over a year and a half, but for some reason, he feels like I'm his property. So my question to you guys, being that you guys are married and, you know, have kids and all that stuff, how do I deal with this and still manage to co-parent correctly?
Well, no man should be looking at you as property. That's number one.
You need to make it clear that you're not his.
But I mean, I do respect him for, I guess, addressing his insecurities. But you have to let him know that that's what they are. They're just insecurities.
But they're not together.
Oh, y'all not together? I thought y'all together.
No, we're not together. I've made it very clear to him. We haven't had sex or anything like that. We've been broken up for a year and a half. We probably haven't had sex in about a year. So, Is this a nuisance? It's a consistent nuisance. He's crazy. I told him he should go and get his mind checked out. He recently told me that he found out he's bipolar. But is he taking a medication? We don't know. So my family's concerned. My mother's like, Kaya, don't take that lightly.
Yeah, I'm with your mother. Don't take it lightly, man. Keep one eye on him. But I would definitely be clear that you're not his. Like, I would separate everything. Like, let him see his child when it's time to see his child. Don't do anything together where he thinks that y'all together or thinks that y'all dating or thinks he has a shot or a chance. Nah, B.
Yeah, and the next person he's going to be threatening with violence is you. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to tell him the truth. You got to be like, look, we haven't had sex in a year. There's plenty of women out there that got box better than mine. Go find somebody.
Well, I'm not sure about that one, but all right, cool.
Oh, yeah, of course you're not sure about that one. Of course. Of course you're not.
Hold on, Mama. Tanisha, what's up? What's your question for
CNN? Hold on. Huh? You got some more advice for her?
She has another question.
Oh.
Tanisha, what's your question for CNN?
Hi, guys. Okay, so my question is, my parents, they basically up and moved to Colorado like 3 years ago, and they went out there because God told them to go out there or something like that. But apparently they must have misheard the message because they out there struggling, they're ready to come back, so on and so forth. And they always call me and ask me for money, like, oh, we need money for this, we need money for that. And it's just like, it's getting to the point where it's like, I'm getting tired of doing that. But on the other hand, it's like, I don't want to see them suffer. They're older, you know, like their health is failing.
Well, how much they asking for?
They ask them anything from $50 to $300 to $500.
Are you doing good in life?
I'm doing all right. I am 28. I'm a CPA. Don't quite make six figures yet, but I'm doing okay. But it's just getting to the point where I'm just like, if I continue to give them money every single time they ask, I'm not going to be doing okay.
That's, I'm going to be honest with you. I think they just out there spending that money on weed. They in Colorado.
Yeah, weed is legal in Colorado.
I think they spending all your money on weed.
Okay, well, I don't know if they spending on weed. My mom, she might be spending on wine, but I don't know. Now she's talking about she's in the hospital right now, and my stepdad, he's out there, and he's doing Uber Eats. He was on Uber, but he got kicked off of that. Now he's on Uber Eats.
You got to send your mama some money now. Come on, let's be honest. Like your mama and your poppy helped you when you were a kid, and all the way till you was 21 years old, correct?
No.
When did they stop taking care of you, boo?
I mean, honestly, I live on and off with my grandma for basically most of my life, and then by the time I hit 8th grade, I stayed with my grandma.
I'm going to give you two pieces of advice. I'm going to tell you what my mama told me. My mama told me that kids do not owe their parents anything. That's what she told me, right? Right? In reference to my father. Now, that's number one. Number two, you should tell your parents, I don't want to get in between the lesson that God is trying to teach you. Okay? God told you to go out here. God got y'all struggling for a reason. I don't want to intervene with what God is trying to teach you, mom and dad.
Don't you do that. Your mom's in the hospital. You hold your mom down while she's in the hospital.
You tell mom and dad.
I feel bad. Like, part of me understands exactly what you're saying, Charlamagne, but other part of me is just like,
that's your mama. That's your mama. Exactly. Don't let your mama go in that hospital,
if you
man.
Had it to give, you should give it.
That is very true. Go. But maybe, just maybe, thank you, mama. This is not what God has in their plans.
Oh, my goodness. 800-585-1051. Ask C&E. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
A positive note is simple, man. I really want you to remember this. The real flex in life, the real flex, is letting some people talk about the old you while you heal and evolve into the new you.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.